VIP. Let's kick it.
All right, we're here with Tim Behrens and Cody Sovis at the 2012 Iceman Ice Cycle Expo setup. We're broadcasting live from the resort, the Grand Traverse Resort, where everybody's getting their booth set up for the Iceman and Ice Cycle Expo tomorrow. It starts at noon and it goes till 9 p.m. It's pretty cool. It's a little different this year. The setup is at in main level. You don't have to go downstairs to the Grand Ballroom. I'm not sure what room this is. But
something, I think it's like Michigan something.
Okay.
I don't remember
exactly. We're in the Michigan room.
It was so much better because as someone who had to make a booth, we didn't have to go downstairs, so
yeah,
I appreciate it.
But you can drive up to that lower level.
I didn't know that, so.
Just got to know where to go.
Yeah.
And there's a cool, like, labyrinth of tents out back, and it's going to be cool. There's going to be a lot going on here. All the vendors are out here getting their tents set up. This is a must-go-to thing if you're a cyclist. All the local bike shops bring out a whole bunch of stuff for sale. If you need to get some tires or goo or forgot some warm weather clothes, you can get it out here.
People are blowing stuff out tomorrow, so bring your petty cash.
Yeah, I seem to always score big on tires here.
I always get socks. That's just what I get.
All right, so Cody and I are, Cody's out here setting up with EC. They're going to have a tent, and we just thought this would be a good place to do the podcast from tonight. You haven't heard from us since our last podcast, which was before the Peak to Peak. So we thought before we talk about all the obvious stuff, which is the Iceman, that we'd do a little Peak to Peak recap, because we didn't do that, and it was a amazing race. It was an epic race. It was an insane race.
It's the kind of race that in 3 years people will still be talking about in more of a proud kind of manner, but
right
now I think people are still getting a little bit of sand out of certain crevices and footing the bill for replaced brake pads and drive screens, which was kind of the order of the day. Downpour, mid 30 degree weather, really almost miserable type of stuff. Lots of mechanicals. Nobody that finished the Expert Elite race had brakes, save perhaps Melissa Raiba. Somehow hers were still working, and it was the kind of the race that after one lap you were just kind of surviving.
I actually got up pretty cheap with a $200 repair.
Yeah.
New brake pads, new rotors, and which somebody sold me used, or not used, but not at retail, and then like a blown out caliper or something. And so I heard like other people who had a lot were a lot worse for wear.
Yeah, I mean there are people that I'll leave nameless that were walking out of the shop with $400 bills after that race. So I was complaining about entry fees, and they were complaining about four times that, I don't know the math, but a lot.
So the reason this race was so epic was because it's basically started raining about 45 minutes before the Expert Elite category started, and it didn't stop it all day. And thankfully, the rain held off a little bit for the earlier morning categories, which were the beginner and sport classes. They still had to ride in some weather. It was still kind of misty, and it wasn't great. But, well, I'd say right about the time when I was getting ready to do my warm-up was when it really started raining. So, and then from the moment the race started until it ended, it never let up. It just kept spitting rain, and the trail just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I think that when the woman told me on the climb on the second lap that they were calling the race short, I wanted to get off my bike and kiss her because I did not want to do another lap.
Yeah, I was, I mean, really the last 20 minutes of that race, I was racing like it was the last lap. I was really half planning on it. When there was a guy at the bottom of the Crystal Climb, and he said, "You're done. You just get to the bottom. It's two laps." I was relieved because I didn't have anything left. I could have done another lap, but it would have taken me about 3 hours, so I was pretty jazzed to be done.
Yeah, you know, I gotta give a big shout out to the Rays promoters for making that call. I think that was a smart decision.
It was the safe decision.
You were gonna have injured riders. You're gonna have hypothermic riders. I mean, as it was, you probably already had a few people that were shivering and needed some hot chocolate to get warmed up. But you would have had some hypothermic riders and volunteers. Thanks to the volunteers that stood out there through that cold, miserable stuff.
I would have went home. And very, very, very big win for Cole House, his second in a row. Second in a row also for Mackenzie Woodring. She's just really on the tear. We were going in. I picked against her. I got an email from Mackenzie. I don't know if she knew it was forwarded to me or not. I got an email shocked that I didn't pick her to repeat, and it was good. Maybe that fueled her fire a little bit, but she finally took down Sue Stevens. Somebody had to at this fall, and a very, very cool win to get, especially in those conditions.
So, I didn't really say anything in the podcast, but I was kind of a little bit curious why you didn't have Mackenzie up there too, just because you even said it yourself. When she comes to a race, she comes to win, and she did that. I mean, you know, and this is my question kind of to you. How do you think that third lap would have changed much? Or it's hard to say because races pan out differently and some racers have, you know.
It's hard to say because you don't even know if anybody's bike would be functioning much longer.
I felt like it panned out pretty much the way it was going to, but there could have been some guys holding some energy in reserve for that last lap, and then it got called, and they're like, wait, what?
Yeah, and I think, you know, in better conditions, you'll see Johanna Schmidt would have been up there. A rider like Melissa Riva riding in her first elite race would have, on a course that suited her perfectly, and she's in great shape, I think she would have been in the hunt. And I mean, same thing with Aaron Vickery. She would have been up there. It would have been more a tighter race and a bit more of a true race rather than just kind of a slog for survival.
Right.
I think Mackenzie was the best rider on the day. And Sue was right up there. But it was just a very different kind of race than we've seen from peak to peaks. And the same thing in the men's. That's a race that's usually just neck and neck all the way. And this still was, but you know, even a rider like Wakely said, Cole House was looking pretty darn comfortable, even late in that second lap. And when he knew it was going to be a shortened race, he already was 30, 45 seconds ahead. So the guys that won deserved it. And I think you can't say anything about what might have been because it wasn't, and those same riders that might have won might not have even finished anyway.
Right,
so.
Yeah, good point. Well, big props to everybody who did it. You know, I also give big props to those who sat it out. You're the smarter.
Yeah.
You're the smarter rider. There were a lot of people that didn't even show up at the start line that had registered, and it is, just takes a certain kind of mindset to show up and start a race when it's pouring rain, you know, and I'm hoping that's not the case for Iceman. It looks like the weather's going to be okay. We've got a little bit of rain in the forecast for the early morning, but then it might clear. Personally, I don't care if I get rained on while riding. If I start in the rain and then it clears up, fine, great. If it starts raining on me after I've started and I'm dry, fine, I don't care. I just don't want to be wet the whole time.
Yeah, I just hate warming up wet. Kind of always bugged me. Standing at the line wet gets old about after 30 seconds. So.
I think all the rain kind of this last week is going to make the trail in great shape. There's some new course sections that we're going to talk about. There's some reroutes.
Iceman strategy.
Podcast.
That was Dennis Bean Larson, everybody. He's setting up his Erg bar tent, so just saying hey.
Lots of people walking by, getting their stuff set up for.
Speaking of people walking by, a dream came true today. I was finishing up setting up the EC tent walkout, and in the lobby here at the resort is pretty much the entire Trek World Racing team, including, you guessed it, Emily Batty. Classy group of people. They stood with me for a good 7 minutes trying to get a decent picture taken. Just really nice people to talk to, and
And they just look fit.
Yeah, they do look very fast. It's just really cool seeing those kind of people and to meet them in real life and see that they're just as cool as you kind of wished they would be. That was it's a treat to have people like that coming to races.
So, Iceman, obviously, that's what we're done talking about, peak to peak. There's nothing else to talk about, is there?
No, I'm good.
Iceman's coming up, obviously, this weekend. That's the race that we all look forward to all year long. It's my favorite time of the year on the bike. It's our Super Bowl. It's our Wimbledon. It's our World Cup right here in Traverse City. The great thing about Iceman, to me, is what Cody just said. You get to see world-class, national-class cyclists, and then everybody else that you know that rides a bike in Michigan and locally here in Traverse City or the surrounding area comes out and races. If you know anything about cycling, if you own a mountain bike, if you ever wanted to get on a mountain bike, you probably either know about or have done the Iceman. So it's super exciting time of the year. It's also like a good time of the year to kind of look forward to being done with the season. It's a good kind of crescendo for all of your training and working out. So let's talk about this year. What's happening? What's new? There's some new trail sections. Have you been out riding them?
Yeah, I've just this past Sunday, a pretty loaded group. We did an out and back. You know, guys like Jordan Wakely, Ron Sandborn, Jason Lowitz, Johanna Schmidt herself, ladies and gentlemen. We went out, rode it, kind of mostly positive kind of feedback on it, especially that new single track part that's going to bypass the logging. It ends up being, I'm going to say, 8 to 10 minutes. It's probably 3 or 4 minutes longer than the regular section. It's a little rough, but it's mostly downhill. A couple of tight spots. There's the what I've kind of dubbed Schmidt's Trench, where Ty Schmidt busted a derailleur hanger last week.
Oh, the little thing that drops, it like drops in from the hill down into the, looks like a railroad bed?
Yep. Yeah, that's the spot.
That's Schmidt Drop?
That's Schmidt's Trench. You'll see it when you get to it. It's the type of thing, that and then the new single track that they cut near the start that keeps you up away from that lake. That combined, it's going to slow down the race a little bit. I really think for the average human being, that 2 hour mark is going to be even more ambitious than it used to be, just because it's a longer course.
Yeah.
There's a little bit tighter sections. Passing is going to be, of course, a little bit tougher in there. But overall, it's still the Iceman. It's still mostly two tracks. A pretty solid rider can do a lot of this race at over 20 miles an hour. That's just good fun, I'd say.
Yeah, it is. My opinion is the same. I thought it was well put together. It still feels like Iceman racing. And I know these guys have been working at it for a while. I've ridden the new reroutes a couple times now. And, in fact, one time when they were actually cutting it in, and I got to say thanks to the volunteer crew, this volunteer staff that are the ice men and women that volunteer and give up their Saturdays to go out there and do that, because there was 15 people making that trail, cutting that trail in on a Saturday morning. And they made a pretty cool reroute. I thought, you know, there are still some sections where you're on the edge of a sandy true track, but they try to minimize that as much as possible. And they utilized some two track that was there, like some old two track that they found, and then added some new single track through the woods and pieces of deer trail to old railroad beds. So utilizing the topography and the trails that are kind of already in the Pierre Marquette National Forest is exactly what the Iceman is about. And it feels like you're still on the Iceman. It doesn't feel like you've just taken some crazy detour off into something else. So that was the thing that I liked. I don't think it's going to add a lot of extra time, because typically you'd be getting bogged down in sandy two tracks, which would slow you down anyway. And it feels like the end is a little shorter, like because of the additional stuff out there in the woods. Maybe he decided to shorten up the finish just a little bit. Typically you wind back out, you get into Timber Ridge, you wind back out, you do a little more single track, you come back to Timber Ridge, you're almost home, you wind back around a little bit. So my feeling is that times are going to be a little slower, but it's the trail's going to be fast too, so that'll make up for it. I think you'll blow through those pretty quick, and I don't think it's going to be add much more than a couple extra minutes.
Hopefully,
A couple extra minutes on everybody's time. Hoping for good weather, hoping for great trail conditions, and I think it's time for Cody to make some bold predictions.
I've got a few. This is just, I don't know, this is the type of race that I get really excited that, even though I'll be racing the pro class and I'll have absolutely no idea what's happening at the front, it's something that is just cool to be a part of. And once again, the Iceman's drawn some of the biggest names in the U.S. to come to a little bike race in Traverse City. I'm going to start with the women's race just because I personally, to me, that's just, there's something exciting about women's cycling that it deserves more attention, and this is, with this quality of field, it's going to get it. It's going to get the recognition it deserves. We're hosting a Olympic medalist right. This year. Last year we had the reigning world champion, Catherine Pendrell. We have multiple Olympians in the men's and the women's this year. And it's just, again, it's a testament to the type of race this is kind of becoming. We'll start with kind of the local women. If you read Colo TC, that was all this week. We kind of divided up the races that way. Local races, Mackenzie Woodring, you have to say it. She stomped at Peak to Peak. She's in, frankly, the best shape of her life this year. She's proven it at the road races, state champion. She's proved it everywhere she's gone this year. I think she's going to be the top Michigan woman. Where that slots in, we'll get to. Johanna Schmidt, if she's on form like she was last year, where she rode to sixth place, those two are going to be just as dangerous as any team tandem here, and that includes Emily Batty and Heather Irminger, both with Trek, although one's World Racing, one's with Subaru. They're just as dangerous with that kind of tandem. Same thing with Sue Stevens and Aaron Victor. Sue Stevens, this isn't her exact type of course, but she's going to be there. And Haggerty also has two with Susan Viglin and Lori Brockmiller. Same kind of thing I have to say about them from Peak to Peak. Haven't seen them race. You know they're in shape. You know they're going to show up to Iceman. Is in the best shape that they can get into. You can't say too much because you just haven't seen it. But the pros, it's just too packed, I think, this year for a local win. It's going to be, what have you done lately? Georgia Gould just won both Colorado Cyclocross and Boulder Cup last week. She's going to win. I don't know how to beat around the bush too much more. She's going to win. If she wins by more than a minute, it might kind of raise some eyebrows, but she's in the best form. She's an Olympic medalist this year. This is just kind of her season. Although you all know I'll be rooting for Emily Batty, one of the classiest people out there. Does so much for women's cycling that you just don't hear about, but she's out there doing it. Coming back from a collarbone that she broke just before the Olympics, kind of easing back into racing. She's not going to be exactly on top form, but she's a world-class athlete. She'll be the defending champion, Heather Irminger. Same thing. These riders have had a long Olympic season. They were working to qualify for the Olympics much earlier in the season, those early World Cups. It's been a long year, but Irminger will be in there. I've actually got... it's going to be Gould, number one. As far as everybody else, you might as well just toss the die up in the air and see. But I'm going to probably go with the top. Mackenzie Woodring in fifth. That'll be the top Michigan. I'm calling her in the top five. Mountain biking, top five is podium. That's what I'm
I stepped calling. Out. You put Mackenzie Woodring in the
five.
Top five?
Yep.
All right. I think that's sensible. Sensible bet, Cody. You went from not having her at all to...
I've learned my lesson, frankly.
You did.
I don't want any more angry emails. I don't need that.
I just stepped out because I was Iceman. I saw Iceman milling around, and if he's in here and he walks by, we're going to grab him and get him to talk, but... I texted him earlier, and he's going a mile a minute, so...
He's got a lot going on.
I guess he's apparently a busy guy right now. I don't know what he's up to. Yeah. What could he be doing?
Just rude. So the rest of the top five, Georgia Gould is going to win. Chloe Woodruff is going to become the new Andy Schleck, the perpetual second place. I've got Judy Freeman in third. She's actually just back from racing in China, so she's in pretty good form. She's a great short tracker, so she's going to be ready for that kind of top-end effort. Ermenger, I think I have three. I don't remember. Probably three, something like that. And I think Batty should make the top five. I'm hoping for fourth. And as always, when the pro women catch me, I'm going to be working for them because I have nothing else to do.
Well, they'll actually catch you, Cody.
They'll catch me.
They'll catch you.
My goal is to make it more than 4 miles without getting caught.
What's
by
the
any
time
woman.
Gap?
3 minutes.
Oh, that's
so,
not much. Yeah,
yeah. It's gonna be ugly. They'll get me fast.
See, that's why I don't race. That's why I race in the expert category.
I've been beat by so many women, it doesn't even faze me anymore. Like, I don't.
Me, absolutely.
Getting beat by Georgia Gould would be an absolute honor. It'd be one of the coolest things ever. Last year, getting an elbow and an excuse me from Catherine Pendrell was, until meeting Batty, perhaps the highlight of my entire life. So wow. I've got no problems at all.
And in fact, you sound like you'll actually take the lead and pull for him for a while if you need to.
For about 10 seconds until they go past me. Sure, I'll bury myself.
Jump
That's
on
fine.
My wheel.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. All right, and what about the guys? Where are we at with the... I know that's going to be a tough one to call because...
It's wide open.
Everybody's gunning for it as well as they should be. I mean, this is a premier race. It is... What is it? It's the biggest point-to-point mountain bike race.
Single day point to point mountain bike race
in the country. Possibly in the entire galaxy.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's checked that. Sorry, a little traffic. I've picked for the win JHK.
Okay,
the
cool.
biggest reason being, I know Sam Schultz is kind of the hot pick right now. Actually, very cool. Record Eagle put something in about him.
I saw that.
Kind of making him as the way to cap off a great year. The reason I'm kind of not exactly picking against him. I don't know if he's going to have it. I think he's already kind of put that cap onto his season. And I don't think he's quite in that race mode still. It's just been a long year for these guys with the Olympics. I think JHK is going to be coming around a little bit better. Same thing. JHK is one of the classiest guys out there. I met him last year at the Iceman. Asked him if I could take a picture, and he said, "No problem, dude. Snap away." And I just thought that was the coolest thing. Some other guys to mention, Troy Wells, just met him. I know I'm name dropping, but I don't care. Met him in the lobby, super cool guy, a cyclocross guy. I asked him, he'll probably be on a cyclocross bike. I'm going to be on a cyclocross bike.
You're riding a cyclocross bike?
I'm
going to
be on a cyclocross bike because I don't have any money.
But don't you have a mountain bike?
I do. And
this is a mountain bike race.
There's a guy flying in from Seattle.
What does money have to do with it?
That didn't have a bike and couldn't rent one. So I told him I'd rent my bike for $100. So
you're the only guy that's making, I mean, except for these pros, that's making money at that.
I'm making money off the Iceman. So I don't really need to win anymore. The pressure's off.
Oh, good for you, man.
So... Eddie O'Day, one of my favorite riders. He's got a great blog. He rides for Topeak Ergon. He'll be here. If this race was, instead of 29 miles, if it was like 109 miles, I'd take him every day. He's a great ultra marathon, ultra endurance type of guy. But going into some of the locals, and I think this is the year that the locals will kind of make another resurgence after the last time Matter won it in 2010. It almost feels like the local guys are due, and when you've got guys like Wakely and Chris Fisher and Derek Graham and Alex Benias, guys that are just on a national level fitness right now, it's really exciting to see where they're going to be. I think Mike Anderson is going to be really tough. He's been outstanding all year. Watching Anderson and Wakely in some of the mountain bike races this year has been just as entertaining as World Cup things. And I think Matter is also going to be pretty tough. He's won it twice before. He can win it again. Nobody knows when to make a move like Brian Matter. And in a fast race like it's going to be on Saturday, yeah. it's going to be that kind of experience to make the best move and the smartest move, maybe yeah. not even the most powerful move.
I think it's going to be cool to see, because I'd love to see Mike Anderson up there. Jordan Wakely, what do you think? What do you think about Jordan? He's winning your top banana competition.
Anderson is winning the top banana. He's got it wrapped up.
Oh, really?
If you got to know, the Kola TC top banana competition, we did points for a bunch of races this year. Mike Anderson kind of walked away with it, doing so well with mountain biking and on the road. He's got it wrapped up, but I don't know if he cares about getting $1.37 worth of fruit, but he's totally deserved it, and I think he's going to be a pretty big factor at the end. Same thing, I think Alex Benias is in some of the best shape he's been in all year. He's going to be really tough, and on a course that really suits him. I do think Wakely is the guy that's going to be the top Michigan rider. Where that is, I'm really hoping it's top five, and I think he can do it. I think it's going to be he's just been so focused on this. If everything holds together for him and he is in the right spots, there's no reason to think he won't be at least in the top 10. And that's really what I'm kind of expecting from him. So,
cool. All right, I'm going to pull up my MBRA email, because I've got some other stuff, other teaser stuff to talk about. But I didn't mean to jump right off of Iceman that quickly. It's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be great fun at the race. It's going to be a lot of fun at the finish venue. It's always a blast. That's what I really look forward to the most, hanging around with my buddies, talking about the race, how it went, having a beer, having a Bell's beer, and looking at, you know, checking out all the bikes, watching everybody come in. It's my favorite time on the bike of the year. Anything else about Iceman, Cody?
It's going to be fun. Make sure you stick around for the end of the pro race, because there's guys out there that they really deserve your applause.
Oh, absolutely.
Guys that come in 20, 25 minutes down, maybe riding a cross bike, maybe jumping into new things. Don't leave, and don't let them pack up, because I am still out there.
9 a.m. is when the mass start waves start for the expert categories, all the way through to sport and beginner and tandem racers, Clydesdales, and then what time does the pro elite category leave Kalkaska?
Pretty sure 2:30.
Okay.
I don't remember.
So by 4 o'clock, you should see racers coming in.
Yeah. And if I'm not there by 5, start looking.
We'll go down to the Bayview and look for you.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes, we're going to stick around and watch and make sure you make it in, Cody.
Thank you.
Yep. The race isn't over until Cody finishes.
That's right.
So, just some news about stuff happening in 2013. The MBRA announced the state championship road race, criterium, and time trial races for the Michigan road race season, and some surprising stuff, some cool stuff's happening next year. The time trial is going to be put on by the Meyer State Games. I don't have the dates here. Sorry, guys. We'll get them to you. The road race state championship is going to be the Maple Hills Race for Wishes. Did you do that race, or have you ever been down to it?
I haven't yet, no.
I heard great things. Great course, great organization. I met some of the race promoters, and they were really excited about putting their bid in for it. So as far as I have a feeling it's going to be one of these super well-organized, really fun events with a great course and a lot of good volunteers and a lot of support. So That's pretty exciting. It's something that is new in Michigan. I think it's probably their second or third year doing a race, because they had to at least have been on the, have put on a sanctioned USAC cycling race for a certain amount of time. But this is going to kind of put them on the map with a bigger draw from around the state. They did something a little different. The race promoters got together at the meeting and decided, we all voted, and we decided we're going to try something a little different with the Criterium State Championship races. They're going to break them into two categories. We even talked about doing three or four. The goal being trying to bring more focus to the different categories. So there's going to be a Masters crit. There's going to be a all other category crit. There's going to be a Juniors State Championship Criterium race. And the way it kind of ended up shaking out was that they ended up dividing it into two different crit races. All elite categories are going to be the Birmingham Bike Festival, and that again is a relatively new event. I think it's only a couple years old. Got a lot of really good reviews, and so that'll be cool. I think some of these races, the Hagerty Cycling Team and Einsteiner will go down and do them, and it'll be cool for us to do some new races. And then yours truly, the Cherry River Bay, is going to be the Masters, Women's, and Juniors State Championship Criterium Race. We put our bid in for it, and they said, no problem, hands down, you guys got it. We put on an awesome event up here. And to boot, spoiler news, spoiler alert, Cherry River Bay 2013 is going to be June 14th, 15th, and 16th. So we're moving our dates from early August to mid-June. We've been up against that same date as the Orador Shore for a long time, and we've been trying to get off that date and look for other openings in the calendar, and it really is looking promising. I mean, this isn't 100% done. It's like 98% done that's going to be our weekend. It puts us in close proximity to the West Branch Classic, then Cherry River Bay, then the Mount Pleasant, Tour de Mount Pleasant. So it's kind of cool. We're going to have, you know, the triple crown of the big races all kind of sandwiched together back to back earlier in the summer. I like that a lot because it means I can have more of a summer.
I've decided that next year is going to be a road race year. And it's going to be very cool to have that kind of back-to-back-to-back race schedule, and with three races that are really different, opens the door for a lot of type of riders, and you get to do it so frequently that it's going to be very cool. It's going to be a lot of really exciting races because you're going to be, taking on all these teams and all these really good riders back to back. You're going to know everybody cold by the time we get to Mount Pleasant. You know, you're going to be marked out. You're going to have all sorts of a really, really kind of a fun environment and competitive environment. And for Cole, as you see, for the Top Banana competition, my initial idea is you just make a road race championship right there. A points championship awarded at the end of June.
That kind of stuff's actually kind of been on the table, loosely talked about, between the various events themselves, like putting on an actual triple crown or some sort of point series that spans, you know, a couple of events. That's just loose talk. That is not anything set in stone.
The good thing about that would be is you wouldn't just get fruit at the end. You might get money or like a car, not just bananas. So you guys should all really push for that and support sponsors that might be able to make that happen.
They are actually, those are all still part of the MBRA points challenge, which is the penultimate Omnium series in the state.
Do they get bananas for that?
They don't. I don't think.
Come on, guys.
I think you get like some really cool prizes though. Okay. They're doing some other new stuff this year. Free for 2013. I think it was that we voted on free race entry for all point series races for the next year.
Oh, so I better win.
You better win.
I better win that.
You better win
fast.
So that's Cherry River Bay news. 14th, 15th, 16th, we're going to do the time trial again. It was a real successful event. We're going to try really hard to do our idea of some sort of like wine tasting party in the park and get a lot more draw out there in Old Mission. I know this is a ways off, but this is what we do. We start planning now. I mean, we're planning this stuff already. We're looking for sponsors. We're talking about what's going on, and we're talking to the city about closing off the streets already and what dates work. So Cherry Roubaix is changing a bit next year, I think, for the better. And then that means that the weekend of the Hors de Shore, we aren't going to have a race in our own city, so we can all go up there in mass and in force and take part in that mountain bike event that I've been missing for the last 3 years because I've, or five years because I've been doing this Cherry Roubaix race, which I love and I'm glad we do it, but it's just always been tough to be on the same weekend as them and trying like crazy to do this. So it looks like it's going to work out this year. Exciting.
It is exciting stuff. So, that's cool.
Yeah, so more from Cody and I as the winter rolls on. There will be a lot to talk about after the Iceman, so we'll do some recaps. We're going to keep these podcasts going. Any more exciting news? Anything else you want to talk about before we sign off?
Not much. Just want to kind of wish everybody the very best of luck at the Iceman. Enjoy it. This is the epitome of what cycling is about. Go out, have fun, ride hard, be polite, don't get hurt. You all have to work on Sunday or Monday probably. And just enjoy it. You won't get to do this for such a long time. We're not racing again until like Barry Roubaix, unless you're doing fat bikes and cross races, and you should be. It's just going to be a while until you get this kind of event. So enjoy it, have fun, come to the expo, spend a lot of money so all these sponsors and all these teams come back next year and we can keep doing it and doing it in this kind of style. So that's, it just makes it more fun.
Couple more cyclocross races after the Iceman in the Cross the Bay cyclocross series. We'll talk about those. And then there will be some snow bike races. But for the majority of us, we're putting the bikes away. And we're going to be sitting on trainers. So like Cody said, enjoy it while it lasts. Have fun. Be safe. And we'll see everybody at the finish line.
Have fun. Whew.
That was probably a long one. Where is my thing?
That's all right. People will be driving.